Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the one-year anniversary of the Juan Soto signing. It was December 8th, which just shows you how slow of an offseason this one is. And I thought last year was a slow offseason. Nothing really has gone on. We know there's been a couple of things, but as far as it pertains to the Mets and Yankees, you know, obviously Devin Williams joining the Mets bullpen is something, but still no Edwin Diaz resolution, still no Pete Alonso resolution. For the Yankees, no Cody Bellinger resolution. That has to do with the Mets as well. Kyle Tucker is still out there. Kyle Schwarber is still out there. I mean, my God, does this thing drag on forever?
I would think we get something here in the next couple of weeks with the owners' meetings and everything going on right now. So I don't want to get in all into it, but
1 year.
Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso, it sounds to me, want longer deals than the Mets are willing to give. Now the question is can their agents, I don't know if Edwin has Scott Boras as well, but can Scott Boras try to get a 5-year deal from somebody, and would Pete and Edwin be like Aaron Judge and take less years, overall less money to stay with the Mets?
Yeah, it's Edwin Diaz does not have Scott Boras as an agent. I'm not sure who it is, but doesn't have Scott Boras. I did see a funny thing where on X, where someone, it was some baseball site that posted, the Pirates have made an offer to Kyle Schwarber, and someone, quote, posted that picture with someone trying to slide into Sydney Sweeney's DMs, which was basically the equivalent of, yes, of those two. So Schwarber apparently really would love to play for the Cincinnati Reds, his hometown team. He's been hammering that home. So I don't know if they'll pony up the cash that they need. I saw an Al show sheet that Buster only said that the Mets were involved in the juiciest rumor at the winter meetings. Who the hell knows? I hate this offseason in baseball. It's all this. It's all conjecture. It's all maybe this, what, blah, blah, and then we get nothing. But then when it happens, it happens, like it did on the live Rico Bronya 1 year ago, where those guys were screaming. You had Loogie, and you had Sal, and you had Evan, and you had tiny little Chode Hoffman in there yelling and screaming about what was going on with Juan Soto.
Well, you know, that's baseball porn to those guys.
No doubt.
You know that.
Andrew in Eastchester. What's going on, Andrew?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Andrew?
What's happening is that I'm in Edgewood, Long Island for the day, and the boss is taking us for out for a holiday dinner tonight.
Edgewood, Long Island.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
I know Edgewood, New Jersey. Where the hell is Edgewood, Long Island?
I know next to nothing about Long Island. I'm getting off exit 53 in like 5 minutes.
Okay, well, 53. I know, you just sacked the Coast Parkway.
Maybe, yeah, but I need you guys to come correct with a good restaurant.
If you're down there, if you're down on the South Shore of Long Island and you're in the Islip area, go to Teller's.
Yeah, that's a great place, great steakhouse. It's in an old bank. We talk about it all the time. Boomer does an event there that I'm lucky enough to be a part of for the foundation every year that we're going to be doing in January again. We love that place. That would be, and they do, if it's, like you're going for dinner, I think you said, they also do this amazing power lunch situation.
Yeah,
that they
the
have,
power lunch is awesome.
Yeah, so.
You sound like a power broker to me, Andrew, although you don't know where the hell you are.
Well, I'm from Westchester. I'm in Long Island like once a year. So, all right, tell us it is. Thank you, boys.
All right. Sounds good. But Edgewood, what the hell? Maybe he screwed it up.
He says Edgewood on Long Island primarily refers to Edgewood Oak Brush Plains Preserve, a vital rare ecosystem in Deer Park, Suffolk County, and the historic site of former Edgewood State Hospital.
Edgewood State Hospital. Yeah, well, you're close enough to Islip to go to Teller's.
Yeah. The Edgewood on the Green is a popular event at nearby Brentwood. So maybe that's where, I mean, Edgewood, it doesn't, I don't think Edgewood has its own postal code. But if it's near Brentwood, then it's close enough to Teller's.
Yeah, you're right there next to Teller's. It's a great place. Power lunch, dinner, you name it. And if somebody else is paying for it, good for you.
I think it says neighbor Edgewood, neighborhood in Brentwood. I had, in all my years, had never heard of anybody say Edgewood, Long Island.
I've heard of Edgewood, New Jersey. Of course, it's right on the other side of the river.
Yeah. Edgewood's one of those things you don't want to put into Urban Dictionary.
How about Chode?
Go to Cecil at Franklin Square. How about it? Good morning, Cecil.
Hey, Boomer Geo. Great listening to you always, man. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
Quick, just you guys brought up the signing period. It is frustrating with this baseball free agency. Is there any way for just to MLB to... Oh, my God.
You want
to for MLB
it?
To follow the NFL or NFL NBA... where they create so much frenzy, so much interest and intrigue, even before the real signing period, they got deals in place. And they have like a window or a signing start and an end date type of thing for initial free agency. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, there can't be an end date. I mean, I do think,
I'll tell you, but, you know, like the NHL, like, you know, the top free agents, boom, are getting signed.
Same thing with the NBA and the NFL. And the NFL. Everyone but Major League Baseball.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's either July 1st or June 30th or July 2nd for the NBA. It's the same thing for the NHL. You know, we talk about NFL free agency in March. It's like, bang, it's that day. You know, and then you have what's that window that they call
tampering
it? The tampering window, yeah. And then whatever, bang, middle of the night, pow, 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 it's just everything going crazy.
It's like the trade deadlines now. Like, you know, the trade deadlines in the other sports, the NFL has actually caught up to that a little bit.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, but...
That was always the thing about the trade deadline in the NFL. It wasn't great.
And now there's action.
Now there's finally action.
There's finally
action. It creates
action.
So much interest.
Yeah. Fleegs, what were we going to say? The difference?
Well, you know why it is that in baseball there's no rush versus the other sports, right?
Well, okay, tell me.
Because there's no salary cap.
Well, that too, yes.
In the other leagues, teams are in a rush to squeeze guys in and, you know, get them into the cap. In baseball, right. It doesn't matter.
I heard that Hal Steinbrenner wants a salary cap.
Well, yeah, because the Yankees don't make any money. He's poor.
Yeah, and you could all, I mean, this is where I think the whole work stoppage thing is going to be a huge deal, obviously, but why it's going to happen is this competitive balance tax does serve as a salary cap to certain owners. Like, Hal Steinbrenner
uses that.
Like, that's his salary cap.
Right, for the
he's
Dodgers,
not going
they don't
over.
Care. The Dodgers
don't care.
Consortium.
Steve Cohen cares to a certain point.
Yeah.
But it's just...
Well, Steve Cohen got what he wanted.
Metropolitan Park.
He's got his casino. He's got his Metropolitan Park. He's got his major development over there. It is going to be huge. And, you know, the baseball thing is just a part of that. And he had a sign. Well, he wants to win. We know that. But he had to sign Juan Soto because the Met fan wanted it. He wanted it for the reasons that he was showing people that he was spending money on the baseball team. Also, I think, to enhance the credibility of getting the casino.
Paul in Yonkers. Going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Is there such a thing in Cohen's mind? Thank you for your service. Diaz wanted $100 million. No problem. I'll give Williams $50 million out of the sky. I don't even know where he came from. He could easily do that, but he can't take care of Diaz. Pete Alonso, whoever he replaces him with, that guy's got to go 5 years, 40 and 100, just to make up what Pete Alonso did. He just has to do the next guy. Williams can't shine Diaz's shoes. How do you bring him in first?
Well, they're using that, Paul, as a backup plan type of deal. And if he ends up signing Edwin Diaz, that's going to be a great backup, back end of the bullpen. You know what I want to hear you tell Steve Cohen to do?
Go ahead.
Get out!
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Steve Cohen, what? but the thing is, do you really believe he's going to put $100 million on top of what Williams just signed? Signed two guys to do the same thing for $150 million? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You get what you deserve. Where'd they come from?
Yeah, well, we got you on tape, Paul.
We love you, Paul. Hang in there, man.
Yeah, don't let it kill you, Paul.
Jeez, I mean, Paul,
you
know, man.
So, yeah, 100% backup plan if Edwin Diaz does not sign here and if somebody goes to some crazy length of contract. It's great if they can sign Edwin Diaz and have both of these guys at the back end of the bullpen. That's a great thing. That would be fantastic.
No one dislikes Steve Cohen more than Paul and Yonkers.
I know.
Paul really has it out for Steve Cohen.
But they wanted Devin Williams. They knew they can get him signed. And, of course, they know him from his days in Milwaukee, David Stearns.
Yeah.
So they figured, listen, let's get this guy in here. If something, you know, doesn't go right with the with Edwin Diaz, we got our closer. I know this guy can do it.
Get out of here. You get what you deserve.
How long before you realized who he was?
Four minor leaguers you are fighting with to go to the playoffs. Good luck.
Good luck.
The team is minor leaguers right now. That's the Mets.
Minor leagues. It was about 15 seconds.
Yes.
Took me a little bit, and then I was like, and I knew the voice, and I was like, get out of here. Minor leaguers. Oh, you care about your casino, you billionaire bitch.
He did call the overnight last week. He was furious about the casino that now Steve Cohen's not going to spend on the Mets.
Get out of here.
Oh, he'll spend. He wants to keep the momentum going, man.
You don't want to keep your players. Nimmo gone. Edwin Diaz gone. Alonso's going to be gone. You slug. You rat fink.
Steve Cohen, what? He brought in nobody after Soto. He did nothing.
Nothing.
You get what you deserve.
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?